South Carolina voters got their first official look at Alvin Green yesterday. Green is the unemployed military veteran who shocked the political establishment by winning his state's Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. Green picked the monthly meeting of his local NAACP branch to make his first formal campaign appearance. Catherine Welch with member station WHQR was there.
White faces dotted the mostly black crowd crammed into the Manning Junior High School gymnasium to hear Alvin Green speak. Jerry Johnson arrived early. This event, he says, is do or die for Green.
This is his moment. This is it. So he needs to get his message across and make sure he reach the people that may not be for him at this moment.
As the music played and other guests on stage bobbed their head and tapped their toes to the music, Green looked straight ahead, perfectly still for a half an hour, both hands clasped on the spiral notebook in his lap where he had written a speech. Then Green started, first with an introduction.
Good afternoon to everyone. Okay. I'm the best candidate in the United States Senate race here in South Carolina.
It was billed as a 20-minute speech, but lasted just 8 minutes. Green hit the three talking points he's repeated since grabbing the national spotlight: jobs, education, and justice. He said there needs to be more roads, more funding for education, and a push to create green jobs.
Now is the time to implement alternative forms of energy, such as solar, wind, and methane. These efforts will create green jobs and save Americans money.
Then halfway through the speech, he veered off the talking points. Not getting too specific, Green seemed to address the criminal charges he faces for an incident police say involved Green showing pornography to a University of South Carolina student.
This same guy's trial was scheduled for last week, but was put off. Anyway, moving on.
Green has moved on from speculation about how an unknown candidate with little money, no campaign organization, and no support from South Carolina Democrats won the primary. State investigators have since cleared him from any wrongdoing about how he paid the $10,000 filing fee. These aren't Green's only money problems. He's told reporters that he raised $1,000 compared to Republican incumbent Jim DeMint's more than $3.5 million. Green didn't mention any of this in his short speech, but he called for getting Americans back to work and reclaiming the country from terrorists.
Let's get our priorities and government in order and get South Carolina and America back to work for the people again. Thank you.
After his speech, Green left the building without meeting voters, kissing babies, or talking to the media. Barbara Robinson traveled an hour to see Green and was pleased with the speech. Robinson admits she's worried Green will remain a late-night punchline.
I think he's going to be more knowledgeable than that, than to fall for that trap. Well, let's just pray and hope that he does well and may the best person win the election.
Even with Green's first campaign appearance, the South Carolina Democratic Party has refused to support Green, and some unions, which typically back Democrats, are reportedly endorsing the Green Party candidate in this race. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.